Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
Hey Troy, Troy, where you from, man?
I'm from South Carolina.
Okay, all right, man. I thought you're a DC cat, man.
No, man. I'm from the dirty.
I mean, Troy Brown sounds like a little go-go name, man. Get a little go-go back on, man.
You little EU? Doing the butt.
That's how you.
We're talking about your defense this morning, Andre, coming off the win yesterday. And let me ask you, in the last month or so, some of us think your defense starting to play a little bit better. In your mind, what are maybe things you did yesterday in a game against the Eagles that maybe as a defense you weren't doing 3-4 games ago on that defensive side of the football?
We have been playing consistent. It was just unfortunate that we didn't start fast, whether it was just overthinking or just not communicating on those two particular drives, because it did get us with the deep ball on a couple of areas. And that's just, as a defensive player, just defensive generally, this is something that you want to have to eliminate, especially going down through the stretch. That's just a no-no. So I'm sure it'll be discussed later on through the week, and it's something that we got to harp on.
Andre, the rest of the year now, going back a couple of weeks, when you look at the schedule, you guys, actually number two right now in the AFC, we're Houston because of some tiebreakers, but when you look at that schedule, you look at some of the teams you played in the last couple of weeks, some of the quarterbacks you play the schedule out, but how much is it when you look at some of these teams and you sit there and say, well, they got some inexperienced quarterbacks, we could take advantage of that, or how much is it that you guys can gain some confidence from that, even if they go out there and maybe don't make some of the plays?
Well, whoever's lined up, whether it's an experienced quarterback or an experienced quarterback, I think that just the mindset is, four quarters playing our game, playing our ball. Now, you definitely want to try to exploit the weakness of that particular individual player and just try to get them flustered and find a way to get big plays, whether it's sacks or just getting interceptions. So those factors are always key.
I noticed, I didn't say this in a long time either, Andre, you had no sacks yesterday, man. I'm trying to figure out what the game plan was against you yesterday. What did they do to kind of slow you down a little bit yesterday?
They did a lot of max protecting. They did a lot of max protecting, did a lot of chipping. Now teams are starting to do that more so as a defense, along just as a defense. We just got to find a way just to get there, not only myself, but just the D-line in general. Me and Mark were just kind of discussing, me, Mark, Rob, Benz, as well as the tackles. Okay, do we need to get some games going? They, as far as protection, we commend them. They were just making sure that nobody got there. When it was just coming from a 7-man max protect or just a 6-man max protect where Tiger would stay in and go out and release, the main goal is to stop their feet. To a certain degree, that's showing a amount of respect and knowing that, we want to make sure that you don't get there, but at the same time, you just got to find a way to hone in their skills and just try to get better.
Vince Young, pretty mobile quarterback, Andre. In terms of the preparation for this week, was that something you took into account? You're a guy who put your hand down in the dirt. You talk about it, you go after quarterbacks. Does that mentality change with a guy like Vince Young who can make plays with his feet?
Just a little bit. To a certain degree, you can't be all wild and undisciplined, but at the same time, you just got to go out there, put your hand in the dirt, and roll. He did scramble a little bit, not as much as we had anticipated. We tried to contain him the best way possible, and we did that for the majority of the game. We were kind of surprised he had run a little bit more, to be honest with you. But overall, I think we're just pretty effective, just kind of keeping him in the pocket and trying to force bad throws.
LeSean McCoy came into this game leading the NFL in rushing. He had one run for 22 yards, but other than that, a lot of the 9 carries, 9 yards. Was that a game plan for you guys, try to turn this offense one-dimensional and try to make Vince Young beat you?
The goal was to stop the run, but to be honest with you, we were surprised that they didn't run the ball more, and we don't. And that's a question that we understand, but either way, that was their mindset, just to pass the ball. But we were prepared for the run. We were just ready for anything because this team is so blessed with so many weapons. They got the screens, they got draws, they got reverses, they got double reverses, throwback passes, you name it. And so we were just, so keen on saying, okay, we just got to go out and just try to play our game and try to execute the Eagles.
And it was no secret that the Philadelphia Eagles, they're a team that thrive on the big play. I don't think they – have the patience to be a team that take the 7 and 8 yard pickups on a pass play, and it started that way. The game started that way too by them going down the field a couple of times
right.
and actually
right.
making those big plays. And as fans, you know, we all got a little bit nervous around here. But was it the team's plan to make this a Vince Young game and have him throwing the football as opposed to trying to run it?
I believe so. I believe so. I mean, Vince Young is, don't get me wrong, he's had a great career and have been successful, but we knew there was certain areas that we could try to exploit and try to make them force good throws. I mean, the guys on the back end did a great job, linebackers, the secondary, and I think for the most part we communicate real well. I'm sure there was a few players, though, that we needed to get better at communication on all ends, but just to have them throw the ball is something that we had discussed, and it worked out great.
Talking Andre Carter, Patriots Monday. Give us a scouting report on defensive back / outside linebacker Julian Edelman. It's a guy played 16 snaps for you guys defensively yesterday, Andre. What'd you see from him?
Hey, man, he's a playmaker, man. He's a playmaker. I mean, who knows? He might be playing defensive end this next game. You know, line up wide outside the tight end role. Now, we've been very blessed just to have him and help us. Help us contribute to our defense because, you know, we're kind of hurting on the back end. So when he's in, he's fast, he's elusive, he has great speed. So overall, he helped contribute to the defense.
How about that communication? You know, you can see you got a couple guys back there, Don McCourty, Chung. Those guys are out, but yet you guys are playing some teams, like you said, some inexperienced quarterbacks. How much can that communication build to confidence and kind of carry it over in the next five?
It's great because, like I said, with anything, when everybody's in sync, then the sky's the limit. But if nobody's in sync yet, it can be ugly. So I think overall, it's just something that we just have to constantly work on day in, day out. It's just a constant grind. But, the confidence is slowly building, and we got some guys that are very humble in all sides of the ball, and I just continue to be hungry.
Andre, last one for me on Thanksgiving. Ndamukong Suh got himself in an interesting spot when he, as a defensive player, we all saw it watching home eating turkey, stomped on an offensive lineman. You've been in the league a long time.
Yeah.
Have you had a moment like that? And if you could, you've been a veteran now, if you could pull Suh aside, what would you say to a kid who's maybe lost his cool on the football field a little bit?
You know, you just got to walk away. My dad always told me, if a guy does you dirty, there's always, you know, you always... Yeah, you get them on the next play, but make sure it's legal. that's what my dad always told me. And, it's just unfortunate that happened because he has been such a dominant player these past few years. But it seems like, the people are eyeing on him, and he just has to make better decisions. So we'll see what happens these next few weeks for him.
Colts in town on Sunday, Andre. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the win. We'll talk to you next week.
Good luck, guys. God bless you all. Thank you.